This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When bloggers or influencers post their outfit links, 9 times out of 10, I click on it and immediately exit because the price is bananas. It wasn't until recently that I clicked on something expecting it to be the usual out of my price range sweater, and it was under $60 at Quince. Quince has become my ultimate destination for luxury essentials that won't break the bank. Let me tell you about some of the gems I found at Quince. From their 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50 to their washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and stunning 14 karat gold jewelry, Quince offers a range of high quality items at prices that are truly within reach. And here's the best part. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks. I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists and owners of the Therapy Group.
We're on a mission to make therapy and therapeutic topics more relatable and accessible.
So stay tuned, because in order to grow yourself, you gotta know yourself.
On today's episode of Shrink Chicks, we are joined by our wonderful astrologer, Natalie Levin. Natalie shares her expertise with us and starts off with some astrology 101. She explains what a birth chart is, for example, our sun, our moon, and our rising sign, and why some people do not feel aligned with their astrological sign. She then does a deep dive into both mine and Emily's charts individually, and also how they intertwine and complement each other. We learn the parts of our personalities that our signs confirm, why we're meant to be business partners, and the roles we fulfill for one another. Natalie gives us all advice for 2022, shares what she's calling BS on, and so much more. Tune in for an amazingly fun and insightful episode.
Hey, welcome to Shrink Chicks.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks.
Oh my God. So we're freaking out today because, okay, well, so, all right. So first of all, let's please introduce yourself to this amazing crowd.
Hello, I'm Natalie Levin of Natalie Levin Astrology, and I am so excited.
Okay, so Jen and I both did separate astrology sessions with Natalie, blew our fucking minds. We both freaked out. And then afterwards, I was like, let's email her and see if she'll come on the show. And by chance, you reached out to us first.
I did.
And we're already
wait,
trying to get you on
true?
The schedule.
Yes. I wrote to you guys first, and you were like, oh my God, we were just
we had the conversation about it.
Yes.
We were literally just going to. So, like, we were all very cosmically connected.
Yes.
But Natalie, first of all, if we all think astrology is cool, right? Like, everyone thinks astrology is cool, but like, to really understand your chart, I think, is like a very different thing. And I do think that you need somebody who knows what they're doing. Don't just use a freaking app.
Yes.
We all do. I get that it's free or $2, but it is so worth it to have a full in-depth session. And so after this appointment, after this podcast, you are all going to make appointments with Natalie on her website, because it's going to blow your fucking mind. But for today, she has our birth chart. She's going to talk to you a little bit about us, what's happening in the universe, and then also some stuff of Jen and I together as a couple.
Yes, as a couple, because I know that they've known each other for millions and millions of lifetimes, and that's how they found themselves together in this lifetime again. So this is a new iteration of your relationship. I'm gonna let's call your relationship something. Let's call it banana.
Banana. Okay.
Banana.
Okay.
I love that.
When I am referring to their relationship, we're gonna name it banana.
I love bananas.
Banana. Yes. All right. Let's get fucking bananas with banana.
Bananas. Let's do it. And let me confirm, Jennifer, your birth time and date is 28th of August, 1988, 2:53 a.m. It is helpful to know your exact time of birth. Abington, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Good. And Emily is 25th September, 1989, 10:24 a.m. in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay, so that's important. Now you have all their birth information.
There you go. Right. Stalk us.
So when I look at your guys' charts together, what I see is that Jennifer's sun and how you are in the world, and how you, your very essence is in Emily's career area of your chart. So how that lands for me is like, you are here to shine your beautiful golden Virgo light on the, and heighten Emily's career, and vice versa. It goes back and forth.
So
It goes back and forth. It's very, very beautiful.
Okay, Natalie, really a question for people listening right now. Mm. What is the difference between rising and sun? Like, you're saying a lot of stuff.
Oh.
And I feel like a lot of people know their, like, main sign, but, like, can you give us a really quick overview?
Thank you. Yes. So, here, I'll talk about Emily's chart. Emily, when you are born, not just your sun is in, like, most of us know I'm an Aries, I'm a Pisces, I'm a Virgo. But then also when you were born, the moon is in a certain sign. The horizon is in a certain sign. Pluto and Neptune and all of these planets make a difference in how you express yourself. So if you're someone who does not relate to your sign, like you're like, oh, I'm a Gemini, but I really don't feel like a Gemini, it's probably because your moon is in Pisces and your rising sign is in Aries and your Pluto is in Virgo and there's no other planets in the sign of Gemini. So I want to offer validation. If you don't resonate with what you read in horoscopes, that makes sense to me. And so is that helpful?
Yes, yes, that's perfect.
And so I love Emily's chart, for example, like when she was born, the sun was in the magical, beautiful sign of Libra, which is about relationships. And she has Mars, which is get up and go, energy four, right on her sun. So you can see that in the way Emily expresses herself. It's very excited. She also has Mercury, which is the way she communicates, and the you're the messenger of the gods. All of those planets, energy four, messenger of the gods, and your sun are all together. So when you walk into a room, it's like, oh my goddess, here's Mercury communicating messages from the divine to me with incredible energy and sometimes a little aggression. Because Mars is a little aggressive. That's so incredible. Emily's invitation in this lifetime is to possibly soften some of the way her words come out if she wants to. You have free will.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, but it also makes you incredibly exciting. Yes. Like, I'm like, what else is Emily going to say? It and I can't exciting. Wait to hear it. But if you are...
But can it scare people away?
Yes. 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 So, okay, like, my imagination is if you were to meet Emily in person and you are not someone who has been encouraged or invited to step into your power by your parents or your friend group, you might feel really averse to Emily's energy because it will remind you of where you have not been invited to express yourself.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
I have that. Yes. Like, I make people feel angry and uncomfortable because I'm so visible and so conspicuous.
Yeah.
And I remind them that they have not been invited to do that yet. Mm. Does that make sense?
That makes so absolutely. Much sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's sort of right. Like in a therapeutic term, we'd say like the parts of yourself that have been minimized or that you put away, you get like really triggered by in somebody else. Yes, so the parts of yourself that you have healed and out for other people. And so if you ever find yourself having an issue with someone that, like, for some reason you just don't fucking like them, I wonder if there's a part of yourself that they represent that you don't like.
Absolutely.
Or that you were told you shouldn't like.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm so thrilled. And you also, Emily has her moon, her emotional world is at the top of her chart, which makes sense that you work in therapy. And her moon is in Leo, which is the most, the sun, which is could fit 1.3 million planet Earths into it. It's huge.
Yeah.
Is what is shining at the top of your chart. You're not here to be invisible. You can't be invisible even if you try.
No.
So this is...
I've tried.
I know. Like, you can't be, you cannot be a wallflower.
Yeah.
So it's very, very gorgeous to witness how you're expressing that so far. And then I have Jennifer's chart here, which is... Jennifer is this beautiful Virgo sun, which does not usually actually like to be in the spotlight.
That's for sure.
And let me tell you that just to honor that about Jennifer, she doesn't actually have any planets in Leo at all. There's nothing about her chart that wants to have the spotlight on her.
Painful. This is painful for me.
So when you guys were told, let's have you on camera, I really want to honor that you stepped into some discomfort there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that is not, so you're really, Jennifer, what I would say is she's adding some energetic Leo to your chart. Just like in 12 step, we say you're acting as if. You're acting as if you have a planet in Leo. So amazing work. And then she has this She's a Cancer rising and her moon is in Pisces. It is so sensitive and so tender. And so I'm like, for her to put herself out and be witnessed and seen, like, she just wants to go in a cave and not, and like.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is really a step into like power. And also Jennifer is here. Her life mission is in Pisces. Pisces is the connection to all that is. And it's in the area of her chart that is around magic and the occult. I mean, this is some alchemy you guys are doing here.
Wow.
It is some powerful alchemy. And your life mission is in Aquarius, which is, I am not following any rules. I'm going to break the box. There is no box for me. I'm exploding that shit. Fuck you all. This is how I'm
yes.
making, I'm making the rules.
This sounds very much like
I
me.
I mean, and so it's beautiful. I really feel like it's a lot of yang and yin energy that you bring together, and you mm-hmm. make this beautiful yin yang sign together. I mean, just this very basic look at your charts. And then when is the way I'm talking about your charts understandable?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then I love seeing you both have so much, the planet of transformation and change. Like, I'm so excited that I'm spitting on my laptop because I'm so excited.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, you both have the planet of transformation and change, which, if you know Greek mythology, is Hades. He's the guy who goes into the underworld. He lives there. This is my favorite place to be, in hell.
Yes.
I love it. You both have so much capacity to, together, to do nonstop transformative work. The way that Jennifer's Pluto lands in Emily's chart is, I'm going to help you, Emily, to even transform the way you present yourself in the world.
Mm.
Like, by being in relationship with Jennifer, I feel like
it makes me more palatable.
Yes.
I know it does, right?
It does, by being
right?
in relationship.
I think so. If it was just me, people would be totally turned off. Jen, like, is what makes
she
me like.
She softens it, and the reason is
it's so true
that Jennifer has Venus, which is the goddess of beauty and Aphrodite. She's the goddess of love. Is talking to your nonstop transformative work. Yeah. So otherwise, you would be like, "Here I come! I'm going to bore a hole into your soul with my energy," but then Jennifer comes. And she's like, "Oh wait, let's just bring some Venus. Let's just bring some Aphrodite into this."
That sounds so right. Yes.
And it's really fabulous because otherwise, I feel like you're more effective together than alone. And for Jennifer, being in relationship with you, you can tell me how this lands, is doing some sort of incredible healing work around your family of origin trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
I feel scared to say this. No, I'm say it. I can talk about anything.
We already talk about it so much.
Okay.
Especially with each other.
Yes.
Like,
so, yes.
I wonder if she's some sort of unconditionally loving mother.
Yes, she is that I've never had.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, because she falls in your mother house. Like, her power.
She does feel like my mother.
Yes.
Really beautiful.
Yep.
It's so touching to hear you guys honor each other so much. And I also Emily's, the way that I feel like being in partnership with Jennifer is really fun for Emily. Like, Emily is like, this is so, because a lot of Jennifer's planets fall in your fun house. So
really?
It's like, to be in communication with you, to do this, to be in Jennifer's loving fantasy energy, like, I feel like you can blast off and dissociate pretty easily into, like, nowhere land.
Yeah, totally.
And then, because of the Pisces.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm not, and then Emily's like, where'd my partner go?
Yeah, like, sometimes,
come back.
Sometimes we'll be doing the podcast, and Emily will be saying something, and I'm like, somewhere else, and then she'll stop and wait for me to answer. I'll be like, I have no idea where we are or what you just said. Like,
that,
no clue.
And that,
yes.
And what I like about that is it makes you have to pause and take a breath and slow down because you have such a fast-moving chart, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And what would it be like for Emily to lengthen the space between the stimulus and the response?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
It's making my armpits sweat to think about doing that with your chart.
Yeah.
Because that's Herculean. Herculean. And because it comes easily to you to blast off, it forces her to start to be like, okay, I have to stop and take a big breath here. And it, as a parent, and I know you have a child. I forget. No children. Yeah. Okay. So just to slow down, I'm really witnessing for my six-year-old how important it is to slow down even more and allow there to be space for him to, like, fuss with the seatbelt. I mean, this goes for any human.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter your age. So
to let other people solve their shit besides before you jumping in to solve it. Yes. Interesting.
Interesting. Yes. Mm. That doesn't relate at all.
That doesn't relate at all. And all, right, but also like in the therapeutic process of it, like that other people need to learn on their own time. Right. That even if you know the answer, it's not really our job to give it to them.
Meeting
always.
People where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you try, if they're not there, then it's impossible for them to take it in.
Yeah.
They need to be ready to metabolize what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you listen to one of our latest episodes titled Em and Jen Fall Apart, you know the current feelings of burnout that we're both facing. Running our business, the therapy group, keeping up with the podcast, and enduring a house renovation leaves little time for grocery shopping, meal prepping, and cooking. So we are extremely thankful for our sponsor, Hungry Root. When I received my first delivery of the Hungry Root box, it felt like a breath of fresh air. Hungry Root saves me so much time and offers customizable options. Plus, with perfectly portioned ingredients, I'm wasting far less food than I would if I were left to my own devices in the kitchen. No more throwing away wilted veggies or expired condiments lurking in the back of my fridge. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, smoothies, sweets, ready to eat meals, kids snacks and meals, vitamins and supplements, and much more. I discovered Three Little Pigs, spinach, feta, and egg bites in my last delivery, and they are my new obsession. Also, Hungry Root's coconut curry sauce is not to be missed. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole trusted ingredients. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Shrink Chicks listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Anyone else feel like a business class required in your schooling curriculum would have been massively helpful? Because same. We went to school to become therapists, and here we are 10 years later, really noticing the void in our knowledge on the business side of therapy, which is why we love our Masterclass membership. Masterclass has truly increased our confidence in running our therapy practice, the Therapy Group. Pros like Chris Voss, Robin Roberts, Daniel Pink, and Mark Cuban have filled that void and taught us so much about decision-making, negotiating, maximizing our time, and effective communication. This year, you too can learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass actually helps you do it. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. masterclass.com/shrinkchicks.
And speaking of metabolizing, for Jennifer, Jennifer's wounded healer planet, which is called Chiron, is also in your house of faith. So it's here I am, I'm Jennifer, and my process of healing my trauma and working on my own stuff allows me to turn my poison into medicine for others, and in some way deepens, I'm speaking as you, in some way deepens my faith that we are all connected, we are, and that there is a mother archetype, the ever-loving mother that wants to care for me, and I can emulate that. And when Jennifer's doing that work, it gives you Jupiterian energy. This big, Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system. You could fit 1,000 planet Earths into Jupiter. It gives you more energy to do magic and even dive into like magic. I want to use magic here as like alchemical work. It might be on you. It might be for others. It's you witnessing Jennifer's process.
Ooh.
Maybe you take some of what you witness in her and you're able to bring it to others and say, you know, I was talking to this person the other day and she was telling me this. How does it feel to hear me say that? Do you resonate with that?
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and I like what you're talking about, right? Because we're talking about like sort of the magic of vulnerability and storytelling, which I feel like is a big therapeutic process of narrative therapy of what is the story I'm telling to myself and to other people about who I am.
Yes. And, you know, in 12-step recovery, which I'm at, which I am in, one of the main ways of healing is sharing every day in meeting for like 3 minutes. And you tell bits of your story over and over and over. And the practice of letting go of the words and sharing them with others takes away some of their potency.
Yes.
So, and I love you both. Jennifer has Jupiter in Gemini. Which actually, Gemini, and you also, Jennifer, even though you have this shyness about you and you feel like you don't really want to be seen, you have a large energy in your chart for communities and groups. So when you have to, you're able to communicate with a group of people like you're doing now.
Right.
You actually do have a lot of access to words. Do you write?
No.
Not yet.
Should I?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I really feel like you not have yet. A talent for that that might be unplundered wow. so far. I mean, you actually are doing, the speaking is the communication, yeah. Jupiter and Gemini. And I'm wondering, as I'm speaking, are specific questions coming up for either of you? Or shall I continue riffing?
No, we love this.
I love
riff,
this.
Riff me, baby.
I am
riff
so
me.
In it.
Fuck me up.
And another beautiful thing about Emily's chart and how it talks to Jennifer's is, Emily, your planet of wounded healer. I actually feel like you both are some sort of unconditionally loving mother for each other a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jennifer's Venus, again, this Aphrodite archetype, sits on your childhood wounding.
Ooh,
it sits on your Chiron. So it's this invitation for you to soften enough to receive. Venus likes to be soft. She's not hard. She doesn't like to be in signs that are more aggressive. So she...
Me?
So, I mean, I hope that you can hear... Maybe I shouldn't use aggressive.
That would track for me.
Okay. All right. Because I...
That resonates.
I mean, so she is inviting you to, again, soften. And then for you, you are having this amazing... I'm going to look for where your Mars is. I mean... So Emily's Mars, which is next to her Mercury, which is how she can, so her, I'll speak in English, her planet of get up and go and aggression and communication and how she expresses herself is in your area of your chart that's about communication.
Wow.
So being in relationship with Emily invites you to be aggressive and assertive and excited about using your voice.
Yes, that is. So true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing that's coming up for me, right, is like in this field, we often become very cerebral and intellectualized. Mm. And I think one of the things that people will ask and ask questions about is, how were you and Jen such business partners? And there are certain things that we don't have an answer to. Mm. There is something that's very natural about our relationship, that we've worked very hard in our relationship, but there's also a lot of unexplainable stuff.
100%.
And I think that, you know, we've talked about before, we're not two people that are really involved in organized religion, but there is a spiritual aspect. Once you do this job long enough, and especially Jen and I, that we track the intakes and what's coming in, that you cannot ignore that there is planetary shit, that there is spiritual stuff, that there is energy, whatever the fuck you want to call it that day, that there are larger stuff than yourself. Because there's stuff that we cannot track here.
Yes. And there's something that you're saying that really, I think, resonates in our relationship. There's the balance of it. Mm-hmm. When we first started the podcast, our first episode ever is called Balancing the Bullshit. Really, because we had no idea what the fuck we wanted to talk about on the podcast. But the one thing we did know is like how balanced our relationship is.
Yeah.
because we have such differences, but they work together so well.
Yes.
And so what you're speaking to really speaks to how our relationship, like, I think sometimes when people reach out to us and say, like, how do you guys manage it? Like, do you check off what one does as opposed to what the other one does? And, like, we don't, because we don't need to. Mm-hmm. It is so just naturally balanced.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it just has always felt very natural.
You also, I feel like your psychic talents, and also you both have an important planet in Scorpio. So Scorpio energy is the energy of, you have a lot of Scorpio energy, which is again why people might experience you as really pointed.
Yes.
And your rising sign is in Scorpio, and next to it is Pluto. So, I mean, it's conjunct. You are, again, like, so powerful.
Yeah.
You're so powerful. I love hearing you say yes. I love hearing you own
it. Yes,
I really totally is. It's touching, because some people are like, no, not me.
No.
When you're powerful, you say yes.
Right, you are. I do know that, and I also know that it also makes me unpalatable for many people. Like, I keep using that word, because I just know that there's a lot of people that I am not their taste.
Yeah. So have you experienced that? Like, have you felt someone be like so prickly at your existence?
Yeah, there are people that cannot stand to be near me, like, that I can just feel. Oh, well, you want me to blast their names in here?
Put their names out there.
You'll even notice it with, like, some comments in the podcast, right? The Jen is so palatable. Of, like,
oh,
you know,
God,
she's so easy to love.
Right. Yes.
And it's like Emily's. Oh, yeah, someone said that my voice makes their ears bleed. But Jen's perfect and wonderful. Right? Like, and it's like, that's why it's so easy to accept, because it's so fucking true. And if I was a very, like, you know what I mean, like, raw person, I wouldn't be able to sit here and say
that.
There are some people that, like, I think I make them nauseous.
But I think on the flip side, too, at least on my end, like, I think there are some people who are so pulled towards that, too.
Yes.
Right? Like, just so, like, I get energy from
God, it's gorgeous. I love it. I mean, yeah, you energize me too. And I know that your chart lights mine up.
Yes, we're very close, right?
Like, you said, our charts totally make each other, like, yeah. And yours too. Like, I'm like, I feel you both very well. Like, there's a chemistry in the three of our charts that's really gorgeous. And I also want to say, your Venus is in, your Aphrodite is in very sensitive, tender Cancer.
Yeah.
And she's very, like, she wants to be cared for and nurtured, and it's a mother energy. Your Venus is in Scorpio. So, I mean, sexy. Like, it's like, watch out, hot mama. It's also conjunct your rising sign, and the way people perceive your Aphrodite is she's a little more cutting edge. She's like, I'm going to wear all black. I'm in my goth outfit. And yours is like, I'm dressed in flowers. And, like, traipsing through the field of daisies.
Anyone else go through soap and cleaning products insanely quick? At both my house and at our business, we're constantly replacing plastic bottles. Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. That's why we are thrilled to introduce our newest sponsor, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautifully cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You will never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run. Refills start at just $2.25. You can even set up a subscription or buy in bulk for an additional savings. From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets, all Blue Land products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about. And I'll be honest, I was a bit skeptical at first. Can eco-friendly products really tackle tough messes? Well, Blue Land proved me wrong. The products I received, like their multi-service cleaner and bathroom cleaner, were powerful. Grime, grease, ice and dirt don't stand a chance. Blue Land is not only good for the planet, but also for your wallet. And the starter kit I received was beautifully packaged. The bottles are sleek and sturdy, and the scents are amazing. Lemongrass, lavender eucalyptus, and fresh lemon. Or you can choose fragrance-free. Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/shrinkchicks. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/shrinkchicks for 15% off. That's blueland.com/shrinkchicks to get 15% off. Can you believe we're on year 5 of Shrink Chicks? We have been podcasting since 2019 and have somehow yet to change the photo of us on the cover of the podcast. We are planning a photo shoot in a few weeks so we can finally update our cover art. We both obviously need new outfits for the photo shoot, but really didn't want to break the bank. So thank goodness for Quince, where we can get multiple high-quality outfits for a very reasonable price. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. For the shoot, we want to go with a few different looks, one being monochrome, so I opted for a few key items from Quince's collection, including their Mongolian cashmere tee, classic trouser pant, and structured blazer. I couldn't resist adding their timeless 14 karat gold jewelry pieces to complete my look, because who doesn't love accessorizing? The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, making me feel even better about my purchases. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
That I'm attracted to both energies.
Yes.
And so I want to really honor that. And also your charts are actually do have a very strong psychic connection. And the reason I'm saying that is your moon, your emotional world is in Pisces. So, and it's at a certain part of Pisces that talks nonstop. Like you guys are always communicating, but yes. There's no words.
Yeah, 100%.
You do not need words to communicate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes every now and then you're like, it's fun, let's throw a few things into verbal form. But for the most part, you're always talking in your on other dimensions, and it's in your charts, and it's a nonstop transformational energy it gives me goosebumps to look at and makes me get a lump in my throat, because it's like you guys are here to nonstop transform as banana. Oh, banana is the
banana,
name of
banana. Banana, yes. Yes.
We forgot banana.
We forgot about banana.
Banana. Banana's here, yes. As banana, yes.
We named their partnership banana. So like, yeah, it's a really, and it's a love relationship. You guys love each other.
Yes.
Like if you were lesbians, you might be full on lifetime partners.
Yeah, we would be very.
I do think that
we
are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, we're married to men.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so yeah. Married to men, that's what you need to know. Yes, yeah. Everything else
Fair
has
enough.
Been fun too, though.
Yes,
but I do. But I do feel very much like we are life partners.
100%.
Yeah, like, and I feel like because you are able to communicate with each other in so many, like, the world is the universe is the limit with how, because also you have all this water energy, and water has no boundaries. Water just spills everywhere. So I think that, how is it for you to, as partners, set boundaries around how, like, overworking? Like, do you, I feel like there might be a difficulty. Yeah, a little workaholism. Does banana have workaholism?
So, yeah.
Banana does.
Banana has
so.
a workaholism problem.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. I mean, yes. And I think that we very consciously, especially recently, have tried to set boundaries around that. And let me tell you, Tuesday, I had a lot of time to rest. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. She called me yesterday. She's like, what am I supposed, I gotta, she's like, I gotta set up for class.
I was like, I have to learn something.
She's like, she has to go back to grad school. Like, she's like, Jen is like, let me reinvest in everything. And I was like, well, why don't you just relax on Tuesdays?
I was like, no. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I could do it for like maybe 30 minutes.
What does it feel like? Does it feel like there's a FOMO, like you're going to miss out on something?
No, it just feels like there's more to do.
I mean, you do have a very creative chart. Yeah. I would say artistic. Yeah. Like, and have you've been an artist, right?
Well, you know what? Jen does all of our website and everything.
I do.
So she does, like, really, like, all of our graphics, like, all of our stuff, which you are not trained to do, but you are so detail-oriented, and you love that part.
That's all your Virgo.
Yeah, and I'm not detail-oriented in everything. More just...
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, that's totally... You have your Gemini Jupiter, which is... Gemini energy is processing of data. I am processing, I'm processing, I'm processing, and then I'm going to deliver it in a new way. And your Virgo energy also is, both planets are ruled by Mercury, which is the messenger of the gods, and you have a mercurial mind. So here you come with your artistry of your chart, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna take all my artistic vision and then translate it into computer code. I mean, I don't speak that. And now I'm making this gorgeous website and graphic. That is
She loves it.
That's an amazing, that's how beautiful. Thank like, you. So you're like, you are sort of doing the backstage.
Yeah.
I am.
Oh,
I am. Yeah. What is it again? Stage crew.
Yeah, stage crew. You are, yes, it's so true. Crew. Yeah.
And then you can come out and do your Leo moon and be like, da 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 da.
That is exactly what happens.
It is exactly really fucking right on the money. Yep. Uh-huh.
And like, I want to see. And so in your moon, the way you shine your golden light and the way you shine your light to the world invites Jen to step out of her comfort zone. And like, there is a part of your chart that it's at your root. I feel like coming into the spotlight is transforming something about you at a root level. Like, if you speak chakra language, it's like her root chakra is getting to transform because you exist.
Wow.
It's just pretty gorgeous.
So true.
I have been dragging Jen.
Dragging.
Really?
For the past decade.
Can I tell you how painful it was to start this podcast for me?
Wow.
But really? Even from the very first day that we met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She dragged me.
Did she come up to you? Was she like, hi, yep. Like, I want to be friends?
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what I did.
And I was like, I went into it like, okay, I'm going to learn, like, might not get any friends. That's okay. I have friends, you know?
Literally exactly walked up to her and said, what happened. You are going to be my best friend in this program.
Oh, my God. That's really sweet.
And then I was like, you're going to start this business with me.
That's exactly
what
happened.
And she's like, no.
I was like, let me think about it. Let me, you know.
I love that. I feel like you both, your relationship feels like, you've known each other for billions of years, and the way Emily has this ability to think about things and step back emotionally, I think actually it's Pallas Athena. It's an asteroid, and it gives you. It's Athena is like, I'm going to strategically figure out how to do this war or use my armies in a way, and I'm going to emotionally detach from that. And that gives gives Jennifer some energy. She's like, okay, I can, it's contagious.
Okay.
It gets on, it allows her to detach as well with love from all of the emotional investment that her chart really easily can fall into.
Okay.
So you give her the opportunity to take a breath and to get some space and air around all her water, which as a water sign myself, feels like a relief. Like, I love your being in your energy because it's that Libra is an air sign. Mm-hmm. And you have so much of it. And I feel like I can breathe in your presence. While it's fast moving, it's also burning a fire through me, which burns up my water. I'm like, oh God, thank God I'm not drowning anymore.
Damn,
so
yes.
That feels good to me. And she has a lot of
I feel
of
that.
Water as well. Like, otherwise, we drown in our depression.
Yes. We just get sucked into it. It's really a problem. You can easily lose energy like that.
Totally. It's exhausting.
Yeah. I feel that in my core.
Totally. Oh, my goddess. And Emily has so many planets in Capricorn to start. Like, it's like Uranus, which is explosions. First of all, it's a funny word.
Yeah, we
Uranus.
Do love that word. Right. Yes,
Uranus. You have an asteroid. You have Saturn and Neptune. It's like in Capricorn. Capricorn is, I'm a business owner. I'm starting a business. I have explosive energy, Uranus, to start this business. Make it, you have Vesta there too. Vesta is like, make it feel like hearth and home. So I have explosive energy to start a business, make it feel like heart and home, hearth and home. I will work my ass off and tend towards workaholism. So how can I set boundaries around that for myself and banana? And also my dream, Neptune, just keeps, it's ever expansive. Mm. It doesn't ever end. And then let me see if Jennifer has planets in Capricorn as well. I wonder. She does. She has one. Only one, Neptune. So thank God you're there. Start the fire.
Thank God.
Emily started the fire. It was always burning. The world's
eternal. I really just like the idea of Uranus exploding. Right? I am very into that.
I feel like you've experienced that a few times.
I've experienced Uranus and my anus exploding many times.
Everyone's exploding.
Right? So good. Okay, wait. Because people are listening to this, right? And they're like, oh, fuck, this is cool. I want to do it. There was something else you said in my reading that I want to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Because the thing is, it gave, one of the cool things about doing a reading like this and like really understanding your chart is it can make you feel really fucking good at certain things. Mm. And one of the things you said to me was like, you're not going to have to worry about money. And I think people might like to hear, to, you know what I mean? Like, it gave me an ability to breathe a little bit, especially around tax season. Yes.
That's scary. You really need that around tax season.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And was so, it true? Did it prove?
It was, yes, it's okay. Proved to be true.
Good. But she didn't know that until her accountant got back to her. So.
But it worked out. She had to
wait.
Yes.
To
yes.
See what was going
but
on there.
I think that that is really interesting that I think people don't realize when they do like a session with you.
Yeah, we can see. I can see what transits are moving through your different parts of your chart. And for Emily, I don't even, that was a while ago, but yeah. I don't see any. I actually feel like, again, Uranus, which I'm looking at for most people, we're all having Uranus very active in our charts right now. I mean,
yes.
Which
it's so good.
Shocks and explosions.
Right.
Yours is active very much on your long-term relationship area of your chart. So what that says to me is it can be a contractual relationship. Like your relationship with Jennifer,
yeah.
It's up for change. It's up for shift. Mm-hmm. Let's volcano something up. Let's explode something up. Yep. It is also in your marriage area of your chart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just throwing that out there for about the next 7 years.
Fuck yeah.
So I don't know what that looks like. Maybe you're like, let's be polyamorous. I don't know.
He's
like,
gonna die now when he hears that. Right. Yes. But you want to know what's so crazy? Is my husband.
We said nothing was off limits.
It's not off limits, okay. Right? But you know what's so crazy is also that my husband just quit his job, which I've been trying to get him to do for a while. And already our sex life is a million times better.
What?
And you know what you fucking said to me in my reading? What? Is that you're going to have a sexual shift starting in April.
Wow.
And he quit his job like right before that.
God, yes. I have a lump in my throat. Yes. Like when I say these things, I don't know what they're going to look like.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful to hear your experience. And yes, you are. You're having Uranus lighting up your Pluto in Scorpio. It's like,
let's really, go, baby. My anus is open. It's my anus, Uranus. Let's do it.
And I also want to say, if you don't want to get pregnant, I would practice non-pregnancy practices because I feel like a surprise could happen.
Wow.
So
I and one of the other things also was that, remember, I had 3 miscarriages last year.
I do.
You can see, you also were like able to see that on my chart.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what that feels like for me is offering validation that your life is in a rhythm. Like there's archetypal planetary energies that are almost definitely reflecting when a soul leaves a body in your life. We colloquially call it death. Usually you're having a Pluto transit. Mm. So you are having the energy of shock and surprise around like sexuality and fertility. And I don't know what's going on for you in there at this point, but just if you don't want to get pregnant, use a condom.
I'm not using a condom. I'm just seeing what's fucking happening.
I see what's going on.
I know, man, what the universe gives me. But and I will say this, right? Because I am someone who has really struggled with religion and spirituality and my belief about, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And the past few years, I have felt so much more of a shift towards spirituality because of all of the existential fucking crisis and all the things that are happening in this world. And at some point you make a choice to say, like, I have to believe that there's something larger here. Right. And like, for me, when you do the work that we do, that you see so much human pain all day long, the only way to like stay kind of in your body and alive is to like believe in something larger. Yes. I think.
Yes. And that is actually a transit that we're in collectively right now, which I really love that you're doing it. It's called Jupiter conjunct Neptune. That's the technical term for it. So Neptune is Poseidon. He mm-hmm. is the god of the water. And it is pouring here today, apparently.
Pouring.
And Jupiter and Neptune are, Jupiter makes everything bigger. So they're happening in Pisces, which is the sign of how we connect to the all that is, to spirit. Mm-hmm. So we are collectively being invited to remember that we are spirits having a human experience, mm-hmm. that this is a blip on our infinite soul journey. And this human life is a little blip that we get to do this show and experience life, death, birth. Now I'm Natalie Levin, astrologer. Mm-hmm. Like, what, every time I incarnate, I'm experiencing a new soul journey. And so to hear you stepping into, okay, maybe there actually is something beyond what I can see here, is you're really doing the Jupiter conjunct Neptune yeah. energy. It's gorgeous.
Well, and I do think the fertility stuff was a bit, like, I had to believe in some reason of why those children yeah. did not come to me,
yeah.
right? To have three losses, like, there had to be, I had to choose. And I do believe it's a choice to step into the invisible river versus not.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it as.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
At least that's what my ketamine treatment always takes me.
Oh.
At least that's what I jumped in
invisible,
on ketamine.
Invisible so river.
The invisible
you did
river,
it? You
yes.
did ketamine?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's, your chart can handle that.
Right?
Yeah, your chart can. I don't think you should do ketamine.
I know.
I mean, no.
What would happen?
I'm not attached to what you do. But like,
I had no, I wasn't going to, but what would happen?
You're already on ketamine.
That's how, right.
You don't need
I don't
any
need
extra
it.
Help.
I know. I totally get that.
I totally get that.
Right? Like, I feel like I would stay there. Is that what would happen? I would just
yeah,
stay
be
there.
On ketamine
right,
for the rest of time.
It would be like
back.
A trip that never
totally.
Ends.
You do not need hallucinogens with your chart.
Thank you. You know, I've tried them one time. It was a rough,
that's
it
enough.
Was a rough one.
Yeah,
oh my God,
was
not that
stuff
happened?
That's
a funny thing. I'm going to pee my
pants. It wasn't my best moment, let me tell you that.
Yes,
oh my
I'm glad
God.
That that's validating
yeah.
for you.
Okay, well, so let's, wait, can we go into something? So a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of things happening right now. We
yes.
got war,
oh.
we got fucking family. There is like everything, right? Is there any sort of hope you can give people over 2020?
2022.
Like, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, in 2022. What I would invite people to do is to know that the more loosely you hold on to life, the easier it's going to be for you. It's a time to really go with the flow. Like, here I am holding this coffee cup so tightly. If I hold on so tightly, it might even break. But when I'm holding it more loosely and someone comes and rips it out of my hand, I can be like, okay, all right. Now, that is going to be harder for fixed sign energy. People who fixed sign is Scorpio, you have that. Leo, you have that. Taurus and Aquarius, you have that too. So just it's
do
easier.
I have any of that?
You,
no,
little,
I don't think
so.
Because so I'm thinking you, about the coffee cup, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Right, like
someone takes it out.
Yes.
So
I'm so even like with our like staff and stuff, yes. it's so different how you and I like.
Yes.
Feel yes. yes.
So it is important to be to lean into this energy of I can go with the flow, even though it doesn't come
yeah.
naturally necessarily for your chart.
Jump into the river.
Jump into the
Jump
river.
Jump into the river.
Because
this is why
it
I
is,
need ketamine.
It is a week. It is a year of things are going to be changing. It'll be a start stop energy. So you can feel this energy of I feel stuck and I feel angry. But if I don't expect that things are going to flow, if I can take it one breath at a time and keep doing the next right thing, I'm going to have an easier time of it in 2022. It's not the easiest year.
No.
Astrologically.
Yeah.
No. So
for everyone. Yeah.
I mean, some people might be feeling fabulous. I feel pretty fabulous. But I also am a Pisces, and that's mutable.
Yeah.
Like, it's the fish that go this way. I'm just like, ah, all
right. I feel okay.
Yeah, you feel okay.
Yeah, I feel good.
Virgo is mutable earth. Yeah. You lift sand into your hand, that's earth, and it falls through your fingers. But you are this, you have your sun is in Libra, but it wants to get things done. So Libra energy wants to make things happen. So when you have this pause energy, which is going to, it's frustrating.
Yes.
And then you have your Scorpio rising, which is like, enough of the electrocution. Like, you're really getting like electric shock energy over and over right now.
Yeah.
And then your life mission wants to bloom and blossom. It's in Aquarius, but there's a like, whoa, hold on there. Make sure you got all the scaffolding right before you act. You can't do it yet.
Yeah.
Hold on. And then your Leo moon's like, I want to shine. But it's like, no, oh wait, I'm getting electrocuted while I'm trying to shine. What the fuck? It's too much.
This sounds very accurate to me, yes.
I really love Easy Does It, Do the Next Right Thing. And I do want to say for you, your career era of your chart is getting lit up with Uranus. Like, it is just like so much excitement.
Yes.
So, which instantly affects you as well, because you're intertwined.
Yes.
So it's like, I am here to be a lightning bolt for the world.
Oh, God.
Which is not your most comfortable
state. No.
And you can do it. Like, you're really planetarily supported right now.
So nice.
It's so exciting. I am like, my armpits are sweaty. I'm going to put on my antiperspirant.
It's not the planets.
It's my
antiperspirant.
It's my antiperspirant.
Right.
Actually, it's also because we have a lot of energy between us. We really do.
Yes.
It's very strong.
Okay, wait. We could talk all day, but we need you to call some bullshit.
Oh, okay.
We need you to call out, with every guest we have on the show, we ask them to call out some bullshit in their field. What do you got for us, Natalie?
Okay, so I think, well, my bullshit-o-meter is being, if I'm online and I look up astrology, there are people who have an app and they're like, I'm an astrologer now. And and they're like, today the sun is in Aries. And they describe the whole forecast based on one planet instead of talking about the dance that the planets do in the chart and the geometric shapes. And there's so much nuance and conversations that the planets have with each other. And also, people who call themselves astrologers don't necessarily have any sort of counseling or therapy themselves.
Ooh.
And that is really some bullshit. Because I have been in Jungian analysis since I was 28. I'm 51, and couples therapy and group therapy for sexual abuse and incest and 12-step recovery, and I'm able to bring all of and a psychiatrist, all of that to my clients. So I call bullshit on people who call themselves astrologers and don't know how actually to work with clients in a tender, loving way.
Well, one of the things I also love so much about like my session with you is Natalie starts out the session by saying, like, I want to remind you that this is through my lens.
Thank you for noticing.
Yes, and that is it's trauma informed, but but it's also like that is what you have to remember about like also your own therapist is that everything is done through everyone else's lens, and the more we can start realizing that about ourselves and about other people, I think also the less shit hurts.
It also speaks to like the level of self-awareness that you have in the work that you're doing, which I think is so important. And also how rooted you feel in it to be able to say like, listen, this is coming from my lens and I'm just going to deliver what I see.
Yes.
I think that's so incredibly helpful and validating for people. And it opens people up to feel very safe with you, which I think was honestly how I felt in our session. It was really wonderful.
Oh, and that's not typical for Jen.
No, it's not.
That's lovely. Thank you for that feedback.
So, Natalie, where can people find you? Because, you know, who wants to make an amazing session, appointment with you?
And I said at the end of our session, too, I said, do people only do this one time? Like, is it something
you
want to
do
multiple
it a million, it's
times?
So good. Yeah.
And you said, no, you can come if you have a question, if there's something you want clarity on, you can come as many times as you want, which was so helpful to hear.
Yeah. Some people actually say, you are my therapy. Because I am not a therapist, and I really feel like people feel witnessed and validated through my describing their charts to them. It's like, oh, I'm not a mistake. I am on purpose.
Yes, right. Yes.
So if you'd like to make an appointment with me, I am so honored to work with you at NatalieLevinAstrology.com. And you may schedule yourself on my website. And you may also find me on Facebook at Natalie Levin Astrology and Instagram at Natalie Levin Astrology.
And your YouTube.
Yes, YouTube.
Channel, Natalie Levin Astrology.
So we're going to link all of that in the show notes. You'll be able to find it. Make an appointment with Natalie. It is worth every goddamn cent. The amount of insight. You're so goddamn good. And we're so happy you and your sweaty self came on today. I'm going to go continue being unpalatable for most people. If you enjoyed today's episode, we always ask for you to rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars if you want to give us one. Maybe just go out to Uranus somewhere. Hey, give us a follow. Follow on Apple. Check us out on Spotify. Watch us on YouTube. You have got to see. This is an episode you should watch on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
If you start to listen and think this is kind of cool, you know what? Take a minute, jump onto YouTube and watch this. This is fucking hilarious. Thank you for being here today. We love you. And never forget that to grow yourself, you got to know yourself. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.